This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Democrats in Colorado's State House are scheduled to meet today to select their leaders for the upcoming session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
After the election, Democrats maintained their wide majorities in both State House chambers. Representative Julie McCluskey of Dillon is running unopposed for a second term as Speaker. She says the need to tighten the state's budget by about $1 billion will drive all policy discussions next year.
Our one-time state savings are gone, so it's really a moment for us to govern responsibly and with clarity around our priorities.
Colorado also has to set aside $350 million for law enforcement because voters approved that at the ballot. The House delayed their leadership meeting from last week until some final races could be called. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It looks like the culprit in Colorado's latest wolf death was another wolf. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The wolf is one of 10 animals Colorado captured in Oregon and released near Kremling last year. State wildlife officials found it dead in Grand County in September. The federal government later completed a necropsy that showed the wolf likely died after a fight with another wolf. The animal also had a healed bullet wound on its leg, but it's unclear if the injury occurred before or after it arrived in Colorado. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And Republicans have flipped Colorado's 8th congressional district after 5 days of counting ballots. Incumbent Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo conceded to GOP challenger Gabe Evans. The result means Colorado's House delegation will be an even 4-4 split between the two parties come January. Evans finished ahead by less than 1 point, just about 2,600 votes. This is CPR News and KRCC.